It's Wednesday, November 10th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. IT's seat at the table brings new scrutiny. Microsoft takes on Chromebooks with Windows 11 SE. And can a gift help with retention for employees? This is the Business of Tech. IT has always wanted a seat at the table. Per a survey by IBM of 3,000 CEOs, we have one. CEOs highlighted the technology executives at more than twice the rate of other C-suite members, and as the most critical executive. Interestingly, only 23% of CIOs in the study expect pandemic-related shifts to remote workplaces to become permanent. Of course, Syntax, a cloud provider, warns IT leaders are overconfident. Half, 49% of respondents said they would be unable to successfully mitigate a data breach or ransomware attack. The majority of enterprises reported that less than half of their processes are currently automated, and that 48% are not using low-code and no-code tools. While 61% of IT respondents reported positive ROI for cloud investments, only half of finance respondents reported neutral ROI on cloud infrastructure investments. And respondents saw some of the lowest ROI in managed service provider relationships in the last 12 months, the report said. Additionally, 41% of those who invested in IT managed services saw neutral or negative ROI. Why do we care? Businesses generally recognize technology as a necessity. That was happening pre-pandemic, and the accelerant that is COVID just proved it. The industry has a seat at the table. And with that comes the scrutiny to actually deliver. That's why we care here. Expectations go up, and thus, without change, the ROI goes down, as the business is expecting more. This is all data for those who position as a virtual CIO too, which is the promise of SMB IT services. Yesterday's service offering cannot be today's, and for sure, not tomorrow's. Know how I keep coming back to Chromebooks periodically? I'm not alone. Microsoft has positioned a new Windows 11 SE as a competitor, along with a new $249 Surface Laptop SE that runs the OS. Available only on new low-cost devices and only for schools and education, the OS allows an approved list of third-party apps beyond Microsoft Edge and Office, which includes Zoom and Chrome. The new Surface laptop runs an Intel Celeron and is designed to be repairable. Why do we care? Education market-focused providers care a lot. Broadly, there's a service offering here beyond even that space. Microsoft has put a restriction on the offering, but Google has not. I think that's a misstep alone or a precursor to a larger move later. Ignore the Chromebook and now Windows 11 SE space entirely at your peril, even if that simply means why it's not right for the market you serve, it's still a factor. And a bit more around worker sentiment. A survey by Snappy, a gifting platform, finds that 6 in 10, 59%, said they would be more likely to stay at their job if they received meaningful holiday gifts from their employer. 72% said they didn't receive a holiday gift from their employer last year, and a full third, 34%, say they never have. Qualtrics released their third annual Employee Experience Trends Report for 2022. Individual contributors and middle managers are burned out and even more likely to look for a new job in the coming year. The survey found that 5% fewer people plan to stay at their current job than in 2021. Women in middle management jobs are three times more likely to find a new job. Middle managers saw the most significant decrease in their intent to stay at their jobs in 2022, according to the survey. 69% intend to stick with their current job over the next few years, down from 83% in 2021. There is still a significant group of people at 35% who will find a new job if they have to work full-time in the office. This all quoting generously from Tech Republic. Why do we care? Snappy is clearly in the business of selling gifts, so a grain of salt with this data. That said, there's an intuitive nature to the data too. Employees want to be appreciated. There are many ways to do that. The data points to a specific example, sure, but the main takeaway is to be adjusting to ensure you offer an environment that supports and encourages workers in the current climate. Before the pandemic, there was a shortage of tech workers, and now workers in general have a sentiment of power. Adapt to that. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.